And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We had some exciting news around Mercer County on the west side of the county over the weekend. New ownership at the former Eagles Nest Bar and Grill in Keysburg. That is Chad Weeks, who's a WRMJ alum. He's like a mogul taking over a bar and grill. So I guess, Chad, welcome. Just speak to us about, you know, the idea of eventually taking this thing over, and now you've officially, you know, purchased the business and are ready to get going.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a midlife crisis, probably the best way to put it, but no, it was something that we, when the Tippies were selling it originally, about a year ago, Kayla and I were really, my wife and I were really, really interested in it, but it's just, the timing wasn't right. And we just couldn't make the logistics of it work. And it just seemed too far out there and too crazy of an idea. But when the opportunity came up again, it's like, well, let's just do it. Let's get crazy. Well, you know, like fortune favors the bold, right? You know?
Yeah. So with that, what do you think for you and your wife made this time the right time to do it, you know, taking over basically in late August of 2025?
Yeah. So I think the big difference from the first time to the last time was we were looking at it like one of us is going to have to be running the business. And that was the big thing. Like, it was always, we always just said, yeah, Kayla, you'd have to run the business if you did this. And she's, you know, we kind of switched that to now it'll be me running the business. And it just makes a lot more sense just all around. So that's where we're at now. So that's why we think that now's the right time. Let's do it.
Yeah. So you're involved in so much in Keysburg specifically. So for you, I mean, what is the meaning of keeping a business like that, you know, locally owned, doing it with somebody in Keysburg for the people of Keysburg too? I mean, just the meaning for you of taking over.
Yeah, it's no secret that I absolutely love that little town. Like, I'm a big Keysburg fan. So it's one of those things, like, you know, owning your own business is kind of the dream, right? And that's what, so to own something, you know, the Tippies did a great job of building this thing and getting it up and going and starting a really exciting business in Keysburg, and something that the town needs. I literally went into Casey's yesterday, and the girls in there were like, please open up soon. We are so tired of being the only food in this town. So, it's a really heartwarming thing because, again, I love that town. I love the idea. It's just, it feels right.
Well, yeah, something too, like you talked about there, I've already seen so much community feedback and support from your social media announcement over the weekend. So what about that part of the whole thing is just the overwhelming support and positivity you've heard back from?
Overwhelming support and positivity is a great way to put it, because I have been, I feel bad because I can't hardly respond to everybody that have been reaching out and stuff. And it feels so good. You know, I've gotten some people that, you know, on Friday night, we were there till like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, just fixing things up and getting, you know, we just closed on it. So we were excited. People called, they said, yeah, we saw you in there and we just can't wait to see what you're doing and stuff. It feels so good. It makes you just feel right that everybody's excited for us and they're happy for us. And it's all good. Like I said, overwhelming positivity and support and stuff. The community has been great.
Yeah. It sounds like you're really hitting the ground running. You said, you know, up till 2 or 3 in the morning working on stuff. So looking ahead, can you speak a little bit about kind of the plans you have right now? It's really early in the game, I know, but it sounds like you've got like a million things you want to try to do over there.
We have so many things that we want to do. Like, one big thing that I want to, like, just as far as like a staffing and weekly thing, I want to do a Thursday night guest bartender. I've had a lot of people that say, hey, I really want to bartend, but I can't do it all the time. So like, yeah. So the goal is we can come in and we can watch football. I'll be on the other side of the bar helping them basically, and they can do their bartending thing. Another big one, we're going to sports really hard. Like, I want this to be a big sports bar. You know, we just ordered new TVs from Best Buy and stuff like that. So that was our first purchase. I also were looking to do a golf simulator that we can do throughout the winter, maybe get a golf league in there and whatnot. But yeah, those are kind of the highlights. We've got a couple more ideas, like, you know, that lot across the way, maybe doing some movies during the summer, like 4th of July things and whatnot. So a lot of ideas, but just we're trying to get them all put into as soon as possible.
Well, you were telling me off the air you were one of the original bartenders at the Eagles Nest too. So that's probably a pretty cool thing for you, where it almost probably feels full circle. Now you're in charge there, taking it over. So what's that like?
It is. It's like the American dream, right? So Becky Tippy, who was one of the original owners, she tagged me in a Facebook like congratulations thing, and it's a picture of me in my referee jersey from the, when they first opened up, and saying one day this will all be yours. And yeah, it does. It feels like a full circle moment, and I'm just overwhelmed with how great it feels to be in there. You know, my wife and I, again, we were cleaning all day yesterday. We were doing it again today. It's awesome because you're cleaning something of your own. It's your own business, and you're getting in there with the dirt and whatnot, but it's awesome.
Well, it was a great story you told about some of the people in the cases in Keysburg saying, you know, we can't wait for you to open. So I guess that's the question on everybody's mind is when are we going to see Chad Weeks and Kayla Weeks, the whole new Eagles Nest? What's the timeline look like?
So that's a good question, and it's all up to the state and getting liquor licenses and food licensing and all that stuff. My wildly optimistic and probably unrealistic idea is we have the Best of the Berg thing coming up this Saturday. Man, I would love to be open just that Saturday, this Saturday, from like 8 till 5 or something like that, just selling beer and drinks, because I know people are going to have questions. Come in and ask, and we can talk and, you know, see the plan and everything. But that's all up to the liquor license. I got a few phone calls out. Hopefully we can get that going this week and get that going. After that, we'll probably shut down for another week or two and then open up for real in, I'd like to say, that second week of the NFL season. And that's what I'm basing it off of, is like that second Thursday night football game. Let's go.
And then, you know, sounds like it'll continue to be a bar and grill. So menu items, something, you know, new, old, what does it look like?
Yeah, so we're going to slim down the menu a little bit. We're going to focus more on burgers and wings. But we're going to have a few, you know, like daily specials type of thing for lunch. And then another big one I want to do is I want to do some like takeout bags for the drivers that coming through for the in the fall and whatnot. Just like a sack lunch of a pork chop sandwich and fries or whatever to they can grab on the way, some things like that. But other than that, we're going to slim it down quite a bit.
And this is really the last thing I have for you, and it sounds like you're not ready to reveal this, but it sounds like going to be a new name for business when you take over.
Yep, it's a new name, and the rumors are floating out there, but I don't want to release it just yet, but I hope that maybe in the next week we will announce it. I know that Jim will definitely be happy with it. As a matter of fact, you know, it's funny because when you were on your way to your third championship in the softball league this year, your dad was down here talking, and he's like, "So, what's going on with the bar down there?" And I'm like, I didn't tell him anything, but I said, I'm like, "Jim, I want you to know that I'm pretty sure that's going to be opening up pretty soon. It's good." but yeah, I think he's really going to love the idea of the new name and the new theme that we're going with. So.
All right, Chad Weeks, new owner of, we can call it, formerly Eagles Nest Bar and Grill in Keysburg. Great news. Like I said, everybody is excited. I'm excited for you to take it over, too. So congratulations and good luck on this next endeavor, sir.
Thanks, Ty. I really appreciate it.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.